You may turn in the book of Luke. I guess we're getting slowly back as much normal as we ever get here. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
And again, I heard a lot of compliments from many people about Youth Week. It was interesting because the one soul at a time shot way up how many people were listening to it. Sometimes as many as 30 and 40 individuals. If somebody goes on Monday on one soul at a time and then they go back on Friday, they're not counted on Friday. They just count how many unique people for the week have been on. And so we had many days in a row there where 30 and 40 unique people were going on and listening to stuff. And a lot of pages being accessed. And again, that's such a blessing. If you would, Luke 18, and let me get there. Now I've got everybody else turned there. And we're going to go to verse 9. We're going to deal with this idea a little bit of self-righteousness. And I thought it was interesting. Chelsea came up to me, and of course, for those of you who don't know, I think everybody knows that's Ronnie and Amy Skolton's daughter. But Chelsea came up to me, and you know, they're enthused now with the idea of, you know, of just walking the right way. And you know, for all those you've had friends that you were entangled with, who when you were entangled with them, you didn't necessarily walk the right way when you were entangled with them. And so one of the more delicate things when they're good friends, somebody you love, is to explain to them, I'm not calling you bad, okay? I'm not doing that. I'm just telling you that I have some weaknesses and I have some problems and you know, it's not that I'm better than you, I'm worse than you. I need the house of God. I need what's there. And again, I've never myself dropped friends. Very rarely, I should say, drop friends. Most of them just drop me, which has always been sad, okay? Because many are dear people to me. What, to me, one of the advantages of Facebook is that people that I went to school with contact me now, who I probably would have lost all contact with. And, you know, it's kind of pleasant to see where their lives have taken off to. It's kind of pleasant to see. And it's also kind of sad in some ways. You know, you know how the schools are stratified. You know, you fit here, but you don't fit there. But you're not one of those guys. And, you know, and it's just kind of sad for me seeing how many of the really fast-track kids destroyed their lives. You know, did miserable things to their lives. And it's kind of a hard thing to see. Because when you went to elementary school, you lined up in the hall and walked to the water fountain with them when your teacher led you and everybody took your drink and you went back. And you know, and you spent 8, 9, 10 years with these kids or whatever else. There's a love there. There just is. You didn't think about it at the time. But there's a love there. And it's hard to look back on some of them and see where their lives really have been hurt. And think how gracious God was to me, who at that time was a far greater fool than any of them. And yet God was so gracious to me to allow me to know the things of Jesus Christ and have a marriage that lasted, you know, and have a home that's a place that's pleasant to me. And I have friends whose homes, they're not a pleasant place. They do all they can not to go there. And, you know, they've known the sorrow and the agony of divorce. And if you've ever been through that, you know it's a sorrowful, agonizing thing. It's an awful thing. And no one hates divorce more than a divorced person. No one hates it more, okay? It just hurts so bad to go through it. But, again, it's one of those things that when God is gracious and He gives you a different life, having that attitude towards folks where they don't feel intimidated. They don't feel like you're being holier than thou around them or anything else. And it's important to do. So I want to go over something. I always say this about self-righteousness. Only one time in my life have I actually heard a person say, I know I'll go to heaven because I have done this, this, and this. It happened on a road called Corley Mill Road. There's a woman, I can show you where her house is today. If we drove by there, she had a big pond, a big house. I was talking to her probably 40 years ago. And she said, I bought a bus for the church. Okay, I know that I'll go to heaven. And she was completely deaf to anything else that I had to say.